all of us in yeshiva have experienced the yeshiva in different ways. Different kufas. Do I need a mic? Different rabbeim, different rosh yeshivas, different chaverim, different trajectory that we each had. Everybody has his own personal experience in yeshiva. But I wanted to be madgish, we'll see how much time I have, a few nekudas. We'll start with one major nekuda that I think is central to Ner Yisrael and to all the tkufas of the yeshiva. And I do believe it was very much planted by the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, but carried on not only by the other Rosh Yeshivas and the Rabbeim, that it's very central to the whole Metzius of the yeshiva. And that is, without question, the centrality of Limud HaTorah in our lives, that learning transforms our bias, our children, our wives, ourselves, Simchas HaChayim. I say over the following Maisa. I don't think there'll be anybody here who will know the person. So a former Talmud of the yeshiva, before I was born, he was in the yeshiva in the 50s, survivor from the camps, DP camps, and he was, as a young man, a teenager, 20-year-old, Bachur yeshiva. He was nifter during Corona, during the Magefa of Corona. He was nifter in his upper 80s. When he was nifter, so he was in yeshiva. I wasn't yet born. I only knew because I know it was his kids. Beautiful family. He was nifter in Corona. But when he was nifter, he had made 7 times a Siyum HaShas. He had done Siyum HaShas, a man in his 80s. He had done Siyum HaShas 7 times. By the 5th Siyum HaShas, he had a family get-together, and he said over the following Maisa, and I heard this not from him directly, I wasn't there, but from one of his sons told me the Maisa, called me up and told me the story. The 5th Siyum HaShas, he was speaking more b'teiras hakaras hatev to the Ribbono Shel Olam for what happened with him. He said he left yeshiva, learning was geshmak, he liked a good vart, he enjoyed learning, but he really didn't have the skills. He didn't have the skills in learning so well. He said, married, I think he became a stockbroker. Just, I didn't have the energy and time to focus. I didn't know really well how to dissect and learn a good Daf Gemara. He said in the early 60s, the Shiva Zatzal came to New York, to Brooklyn, and they made a parlor meeting. And the Shiva Zatzal said that you think we're here, we're raising money for the yeshiva, the ikar I'm here is to meet the Talmidim and make sure that you're learning Gemara every day. And he was a little shaken by that because he, Taka, was not learning Gemara every day. You look at Chumash Shabbos, say a vart, you know, at the table, but then when he talked to the Rishiva Zatal personally, the Rishiva chapped, and the Rishiva told him, I don't want your money. Maybe you shouldn't tell Rabarach I said this, but I don't want your money. Use the money to hire a chavrusa. It's more important in your life that you have a daily chavrusa than you. Yeshiva will survive with or without your money. But you need to take that money and hire a chavrusa. Now, he said he was taken aback because he didn't, he thinks the yeshiva was only telling him that would be a kvias. But he really knew he didn't know how to learn Gemara so well, and he really needed that. And he was mevuyish, and he was very shaken. He didn't know what to do. He was really torn. He said, punk, the next morning, this was Ashkacha Maisi, he was saying, He was in Damned by the Novominsky Rebbe. When I say the Novominsky Rebbe, it means the father of the one who you think was the Novominsky Rebbe. Not Rav Yankov Perlau, but his father, who was Mamish HaKadosh Vatar. I believe that he'd walk into that room over there and it wouldn't be dim anymore. It would be shining with lights. Mamish, you saw the Hadas Fanim. So he davened Punkt Shachris the next morning. He's taking off his talis and tefillin, and he heard a balabas come over to the Novominsky and was talking to him about that. He doesn't have time to learn. He just doesn't have time. He's busy with the mishpacha and the different tzrachim that they have. And the Novominsky wouldn't budge. And the Novominsky told him, you have to learn everything. You get up 5 in the morning, get up at 4:30 in the morning. You have no prayer. You have to learn. So this man, this yid said, last night the Shiva was screaming at me, and now I hear the Novominsky talking to this balabas. I'm going to take a hire a chavrusa. And he hired a chavrusa, which is a young man that was a Rebbe in a yeshiva, to learn with him for, he said, about 2 years. And after that, the man started going through Shas himself and made a Sima Shas. He said this Maisa over by his 5th Sima Shas. So he was saying it over. The Hashem Kol Chod, the Rabban Shlomo, had these two things happen to him. But just me, the Shiva's message to his Talmidim was, you have to learn. And there's no way around it. And so that's number one. I will tell you that I don't know how many of you are doing it. I know very popular now is a Raisa. I love the program. It's great. But there's Daf Yomi. There's so many different things. There's Amar HaShavua. There's, you know, different. The Yesod for learning has got to be Chazara. And besides that, Vayter Chazara. And then Vayter Chazara. You're going to do any learning. I probably shouldn't say it's being recorded. It probably shouldn't be said. But learning without Chazara is kemat like not learning. It's not true. Of course, learning is worthwhile rather than doing something else. But in terms of the real kinyan ha-Torah, in terms of the real accomplishment of limud, it's Chazara and Nachum al Chazara and Nachum al Chazara. I had the schus to take the Yeshiva Zatzal, I don't know, whatever it was, 8-10 years, chasnas, conventions, tens and tens of places. I can be meyed al pi raiv well over 80% of the time. He would meet the Talmud like in these kind of events, again with better lighting, and he would, first thing he would say to the Talmud is, Was lernst du? What are you learning? The second question would always be, I say in Yiddish, translate, Wie viel mal hast du gechaset? How many times have you chaset? And if the person says one or two times, or she said, das nicht genug, fear is the minimum. You have to do 4 at least, and then you start chazara. And it was always the second question. What are you learning, and how many times are you chazaring? After that, what's with the mishpacha, how many kids, where are you sending your kids to school? The first question he always had with Talmidim is, was lernst du? And the second question is, wie viel mal hast du gechaset? There is simply no what's there. It's got to be Shas Bavli, Gano and Gemara, whether it's people do other limudim, that's on the side dishes, the meat and potatoes has got to be Shas Bavli. Iyun, Mayudik, you learn a little faster, also Gemadik, but you gotta chazer. There's no question that the Yesod is chazer. And ultimately, although there's a tremendous sachar in Eisek HaTorah, but we're trying to get to Kinyan HaTorah. We're trying to be Kain HaTorah and know things. L'maskana, come out. How I know L'maskana? You come out L'maskana, then you get the Sipuk and Geshmak. It will transform, not only for your kids, for your bias, your own selves, the sense, the whole sense that what I'm doing here is learning Torah. Everything else, my davening and my mitzvahs, everything else comes out of the fact that I take my learning seriously. That's the ikkar thing I want to convey. I think it was the Rishiv Zatzal. If I can say, I don't know how much where the time is. Just a couple of other things that I feel were very much part of the fabric of the yeshiva was that the Rishiv Zatzal's chinuch was every Talmud is different. and people have to use their koiches and develop themselves for who they can best become. And he felt that was a messiah that he got from the altar, and we're not trying to make a mold and a cookie cutter that everybody has to be a certain way, but everybody should develop lefi b'der tchunas ha-nefesh. But the Sada Shava still remains the learning. The last nekuda, let me just say, Meshiva Zatzal had a very strong messiah. He believed strongly Talmud of the Gaon, the Litvish Messiah. This is really where it's at. That's what's right, and that's what everybody needs to know. He was held the Talmud of the Rizal Solanter to bring Musa to the yeshiva world. And from the altar, Chinuch was based on whatever the altar from Slabakht Gatar. These were all things he believed in very deeply. With his deep belief in everything he truly believed in, he had tremendous chashivas for Achrayas to Klal Yisrael. There's a whole klal out there. So many Yidden and so many, and every person that learned in the yeshiva knows that as much as we have our focus and our belief and our hashkafas, there's ultimately a tremendous Achrayas to help Klal Yisrael in whichever ways. It's the Kraven and the Rechaikim. It's those who need help in ways that are obvious and those who need help in other ways. A sensitivity in Achrayas, a sense that although we can believe in what we're, and Sakarat, I think it's the two are not a steer. When people are insecure in their own beliefs, they are automatically less being able to be machshiv others. When you're secure and comfortable, what I stand for and what I'm doing, then the ability to try to help and respect, accept the others in Klal Yisrael, I think is a big chelik. These to me are hallmarks of the yeshiva, and that if we incorporate it into our lives, it makes a difference, our children, our wives, and most importantly, even ourselves. It's the Simchas HaChaim that comes, everything grows out of Torah. Hatzlacha and bracha.